The American cranberry firm Ocean Spray holds a 54% consumer awareness of cranberries in China. But 3 years ago, that number was only 4%. Today, more than 70% of its sales are done through the Internet, thanks to its cooperation with China's cross-border e-commerce platforms. These platforms offer various channels to allow the company to get in touch with the huge numbers of Chinese online consumers. Aravind Cherukuri, Vice President of Ocean Spray International, says China's cross-border e-commerce platform has benefited a lot of foreign brands, such as their company.
We are pure North American company, so we don't have subsidiary in China. So effectively, we sell our product to e-commerce customers in China. They then sell these products downstream to Chinese consumers.
Chinese market is huge. A survey from China Internet Network Information Center shows that by 2016, China has 470 billion online consumers. At the same time, imported products are attractive to many Chinese people. A statistic shows 9 out of 10 families in China purchased imported products in 2016. Cross-border e-commerce platforms attract consumers through retailing imported products online. Miss Hao is a loyal cranberry customer and buys imports quite often through online platforms.
Imported products represent the best quality in some sectors. For example, the best cranberries are definitely from America, and shopping for these products online is easy and quick.
The pursuit of quality drives Chinese consumers to cross-border e-commerce platforms, where they can find authentic products from overseas. Daisy Hong is the general manager of the Greater China Division of Ocean Spray International. She says the channels offered by cross-border e-commerce platforms make it possible to sell the authentic products to Chinese consumers.
One of our e-commerce platform strategies is direct marketing. All products are shipped from the U.S. directly, and because it's e-commerce, we can expose our latest products to most customers in a short time.
Daisy Hong adds that their company doubled its sales in 2016 compared to the year before. But Ocean Spray's story is just one example of many American products selling on Chinese e-commerce platforms. JD.com is one of the biggest domestic online shopping platforms in China, and its subsidiary, JD Worldwide, offers imported products to its 225 million consumers. Josh Gutner, vice president of the company, says their American outlet is the largest of its worldwide malls, providing all kinds of American imports, including electronics, maternity products, and food. He believes the model of cross-border retail not only benefits Chinese consumers, but also smaller American brands.
For a lot of imported products, like American products, that may be well-known brands in the U.S. or in other markets, they may or may not be well-known to Chinese consumers. And so we can play an important role in making sure that consumers become aware of those products, especially the smaller brands. We can put a lot of resources, including channels that we have like WeChat, to make sure that consumers are aware of them and we can build brand loyalty.
China is regarded as an attractive market for many products, and cross-border e-commerce is now helping American brands convert the market potential into brand awareness and revenue. As Aravind Cherukuri of Ocean Spray says, foreign brands preparing to enter China need to consider which platform they use to communicate with consumers. And cross-border e-commerce has been effectively connecting American brands to the huge Chinese market. For CRI, this is Zhang Wan.